discovery. Yeah? In order to get simcha from something, you have to enjoy it. In order to enjoy something and get simcha from it and love it, you actually have to know something about it. Yeah? Blonzing about in the dark don't help. That's all I spoke about this whole Shabbos. Yeah? All I spoke about. You have to know himself. You've got to know yourself. I have no idea. I don't know how to define what would be a good response. I don't even know what I was doing there, really, Lamaisa. I don't know anything about it. Speak to the guy who I work for. A person has to know. He has to know himself. He has to know himself. So we got up to where? We're on Daf Mem. Did we start? Dais Atzmacha? Yeah, we said if we'll take an hour of Menuchas Nefesh and Yishuv Adas, if you can find such a thing, and you'll take some serious meditation, you'll realize that you don't know who you are. Everything you'll define yourself by is by some external factor or by some action that you do. Right? That's what we said yesterday. Yeah? Okay. Da'es Atzchama, the last paragraph on Mem. Hu anoisa choshuv sheyuvaha beprokim aboy. This very important subject of know yourself is the subject that's going to be clarified in the chapters that come. Yitochen she'advarim archu. It's quite likely that the matters are going to be lengthy and the explanations are not going to be short. We're not going to take any shortcuts here. This is not going to be a quick fix. You have to go through this with patience, savlanut, in order to get a very broad foundational picture of the subject. Sharei kefi shekavu lefi goydel hayadir tiyav, according to the greatness of your knowledge, will be the love, which will then bring forth a simcha, which will then solve the problem of the fact that we're in Golas, because we're in Golas, because tachet shelavod, it's a kosh boch of a simcha v'tuv leivov. That's the problem. Choshev lohisif, chayenu benoyim b'ma'ein meshulash, it's important to know that the triangular
life I built on the form of a triangle, and where the tip of it.
We're the top of the triangle. So where's the rest of the triangle? Okay, let's see. He's going to try and explain this. Okay, you're a triangle. Okay, you stop being a square and you're a triangle. Misham mitpatzel yechaseinu elachutz. From that tip of the triangle, our relationships go outwards. L'shtei nukudot merkaziot, to the two central points. Hayachas shelanu lakolish baruch hu, v'hayachas shelanu el zuloseinu. The relationship with Hakolish baruch hu, and the relationship with others. Niten la'agdizot b'milim haboyim. We can magda this in the following words, which we've mentioned here many times. Rosh HaMashulosh, the head of the triangle, who bein Adam la'atzmoy. That's the sugya of bein Adam la'atzmoy. U'misham mitpatzel hayachas klapa inyone bein Adam l'koinoy. And from there goes out, radiates out, the relationship klapa inyone bein Adam l'koinoy, in the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the way you will relate to others, which means if it doesn't start with me, with the Bainaram La'atzmoy, then the correct relationship with Hashem and with your fellow man is not going to happen either. That's why you first have an Avram Avinu, then a Yitzhak, then a Yaakov. You don't start with Yitzhak, you don't start with Yaakov. Avram is Bainaram La'atzmoy, Yitzhak is Bainaram La'makom, and Yaakov was Bainaram La'chaveiro. If you're not sure about why that is, just take it as a granted now. I'll explain it to you later. It's poshut. If it's not possible, we're going to spend a lot of time dealing with Avraham Avinu and why he was Ben Adam La'atzmoy. You'll see the fundamental difference between him and Noach was that Avraham understood himself and Noach didn't. Noach didn't really have a good piece on who he was. We'll see that that has major manifestations, ramifications, fascinating Rambam that becomes understandable with this. We'll see. It's a big Yesodus here. The famous question, what did Avraham Avinu bring to the world? Monotheism? Noach didn't know about it. Shem Va'eva didn't know about it. They had yeshivas. There were great prophets and tzaddikim before Avram that came along that knew about one God. So what did Avram bring to the world? That's a famous question. If Tetzman's gave a shir about that here, if Tabor's gave a shir about it here, different opinions. They all work very nicely together. In fact, all the way back to the Rishonim, the Ravid asks this kash on the Rambam, and there's a Magid Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah, it's a Magid Mishnah, that must be in a different way, which you see also fits in with what you're saying here. This is a fantastically beautiful sugya. You've heard of Tetzer Shir on the subject?
Yeah.
Fascinating. He spoke here for almost 2 hours
on
the subject.
Wow.
Every time he wanted to stop, he just kept going. It was amazing. It was amazing. Were any of you Yomin of Tet spoke on that subject? What a shir. Do you get it on the web? It will be on the website, hopefully, before the end of the next 23 years. Yeah, I've been saying that every day for the last 3 years. Anyway, hopefully we'll get there. Anyway, that shir is a fascinating shir. Phew. Some basic questions. Beautiful. Just like, why did Rivka, when she had twins, go to, who did she go ask her Shala to? Shem. Why Shem? Why didn't she ask Avram?
Mm.
Avram Avinu was in town. Why didn't she go to Avram? Why did you go to Shem?
Well, she's been to the
prophecy.
Huh? His answer is that Abraham was a good prophecy for the Achdus, but Shem understood
the dichotomy. Yeah, different worlds. They were functioning in different worlds. Yeah, but I'm saying just the questions alone. The question. Unbelievable shir. Anyway, Yadir's Vakoros Hakamoicha hi Hagdom alakolatir kulu. Okay, let's learn some basic Torah here. Knowing and recognizing Kamoicha, you know the mitzvah after Recha Kamoicha, love your fellow man like yourself. So the Kamoicha is the introduction to the whole Torah. Klal Yisoidi ze loyndim anu mishnosay shel Hillel Hazaken v'Rebbe Akiva. We learn this Yisod from Hillel Hazaken and Rebbe Akiva. Hillel Hazaken amar lo isa goy shebol itgaya, you know the guy that came to Megaya, that wanted to Megaya standing on one foot. Ki kol ha'Torah kulu al regel achasi, ma da'alecho sani lechavercho lo savid. That which to you is hateful, is despicable, don't do to your friend. Rebbe Akiva amar Yisod Nosef. Rebbe Akiva added another fundamental. This is the klal gadol of Torah. After recha kamoicha, upir sham Rashi, the Gemara in Shabbos, recha v'rei avicha al tazov. Your friend and the friend of your father, don't tazov, don't leave, don't ignore, don't leave. Whatever the loshon is there, it's a pasuk in Mishlei. Recha, says Rashi, zeh hakadosh baruch hu. You know, it says you've got to love your friend. V'after Re'echa, you've got to love your friend. Let's talk about Hashem. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. Al Tavo, Al Dvorov, don't go over his words. Sharei Alecha, Snui, Sheyavo, Chavrecha, Al Dvorcha. Because you don't want your friend not listening to your words. It means don't ignore, don't contradict Hashem's words. Why? Because you don't like other people contradicting your words. When you know you're right, and people don't want to listen to you, you get upset. So you don't like it being done to you, so don't do it to Hashem. Loshenache, chaver chomamish. Loshenache says Rashi, it's mamish your friend. Chgon gzeile, gneive, niuf, v'roiv ha-mitzvahs. La'an ha-nevayas ha-dvorim. We'll explain this afterwards. Too much your friend. You don't like being stolen. You know what it's like coming home and finding your house being ransacked. Yeah, it's terrible. So don't do it to your fellow man. You don't like being hit over there with a baseball bat, so don't do it to your fellow man, etc., etc., etc. The whole Torah is included in this pasuk of after recha kamoicha. After recha kamoicha, that's the kamoicha that's ben adam la'atzmai. Recha ze hakadosh baruch hu, that's ben adam la'makom. Recha ze chavercha, your friend mamash, that's ben adam la'chavere. How many times have I said this? The whole Torah, that means the whole of reality, is surrounded, is made up of three relationships. That's it. There is nothing else in the world outside of this. Where do you see it? It's Mefush Pasuk. V'hafta l'recha kamoicha. Kamoicha is you, the relationship you have with yourself. V'hafta l'recha, recha is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's your friend. That's it. There is nothing out of this.
Even according to Rashi,
there's no lomdus here. We've heard what we said. Anybody not understand this basically?
Recha has two things.
Reach is two things.
Two things?
Yes, Reach means a Kosh Bochu, and it means your friend. Benom Lamakum, Benom Chavayr. No room for Lomdus in this environment.
Okay.
That's what he says. Any problems with that?
Well, but how Reach can be two things.
Fine, so I'm Rashi Shabbos, Daf Lamed Hay Amad Aleph. Go have a look at the Rashi there, Ein Sham, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. I'm happy to deal with it. If we desire to keep the whole Torah, which is included in this thing that says v'after recha kamoicha, Techila aleinu ledat mi hu hakamaicha. Then you first have to know who the kamaicha is. Who's the kamaicha? You can't start with beinam lemakim blanu chaverik. You don't know who you are. If lo navin zayis haiti, if lo nulcha lekaim es mitzvah after recha kamaicha. Umayre neirochayki mikol inyan atayir akluni binyan zeh. If you don't know the kamaicha, then you can't keep after recha. And mameila, then you're very far from or the whole Torah, because the whole Torah is included after recha kamaicha. Yeah. You're getting tied into this tighter and tighter as we go along. Eh? There's no way out of this. You're going to actually have to confront yourself at some stage. It gets even worse. If you're a Litvak, this is terrible. If you're a Litvak, what's coming up now is devastating. Hagoyin Reb Shimon Shkop Zatzal. You see, you want to do a lot of this? No, we'll bring from the great Litvish Rosh Yeshivas. Hagoyin Reb Shimon Shkop Zatzal, Reb Shimon HaKoyin. Melamon Otanu Bagdomas Sifrei Shari Yosha. Reb Shimon's Gewaldike Sefer called Shari Yosha in that Dom. He says, Shavu Pish Rebbe Kiva Hu Baal Hamayim Reb Eftera Gemoicha Hu Ka Gola B'Toyra. Reb Shimon has a kasha. Rebbe Kiva is the Bala Meimra, means he's the person that brought this concept into the world that the Klal Gola B'Toyra is after Recha Gemoicha. But there's a contradiction because Rebbe Kiva is also the person that holds in Bava Metzia, Dach Samad Beis, Shishnaim Shayim Ha'alich B'derech, Ubiyad Echad Mehem Kitten Shalmayim, two friends go out into the desert together and one's got a bottle of water. Okay? Im Shaisim Shnaim Meisim. If they both share the water, they're both dark because not enough water to sustain two people. If one of them will drink the water, he'll survive, and the other one will die. So what's the halacha? Shadinu shezeh shamayim biyodo yishtev v'chaveri yomus. The halacha according to Rabbi Kiva is, chayecha kaidmin, your life comes first, it's your water, you drink it, and you offer to pass on regards to your friend when you hit town again. It's basically...
It's a machlokas?
It's a machlokas, yes. Yes, it's a machlokas in the Gemara there. Go have a look. Go have a look in the Gemara there. Machlekes. I mean, what's the other tzad say?
Yeah.
The other tzad says you both drink, and what Hashem wants to do, Hashem will do. If I remember correctly.
And the principle is you're for sure will die if you drink half.
Pashtus, yeah. Look in the Gemara. It's Gemara Samach Beis, Samad Beis. I think that's the word. Yeah, we have the klal gadol of Rabbi Akiva. Chayecha koydmin. Klal halnilmad mi aposuk v'chay achicho. It's learned out of the posuk. It says v'chay achicho. Imoch. Oh, v'chay achicho imoch. You live with your brother together. Imoch. You have to be alive. Klal gadol imratani Rabbi Akiva. This is what Shimon Shkop says like this. V'after Recha einu memayet es chashivas ha-kamoicho. V'after Recha doesn't take away from the kamoicho. Chayecha koidmim. Rabbi Kiva is saying, V'after Recha kamoicho, and he's saying chayecha koidmim. There'd be chayecha koidmim even in the V'after Recha kamoicho. You want a bit of longness? Listen to this one. It says, V'after Recha kamoicho, you love your fellow man like yourself. It seems to mean that your friend comes first. But then Rabbi Kiva says, V'chayecha koidmin, your friend dies and you live. That seems to be a contradiction. So Rabbi Shimon, no. Chayecha koidmin is not a stirrer. Chayecha koidmin is working very well after Recha Kamoicha. You know why after Recha Kamoicha? Because Chayecha koidmin. Yesh li doig le kima shel ha-kamoicha. You first have to take care of the Kamoicha. V'rakacha mikayim l'kayim es after Recha. Then you can mikayim the after Recha. V'yoysim yikach, yedias ha-kamoicha, the knowing the kamoicha and the loving the kamoicha, that is the hakdama to the whole Torah, because the whole Torah is after recha kamoicha. And if you don't understand who the kamoicha is, you can't keep after recha. So you can't keep the banon kamoicha. So first, the whole Torah has to start with the top of the pyramid, which is kamoicha. Ulamein lilmoid, ava atzis mahi. First, we have to understand what does it mean, love yourself. Loving yourself, loving your body is a terrible, that's an ever negev, that's a terrible thing. But a person loves his neshama, that is the cornerstone, the foundation stone of all one's aliyah ruchnias. Let's not forget who we are. We're a murka, we're a hybrid, we're made up of two opposing forces. We're a guf and a neshama. If you identify yourself as a goof and you love your goof, there's nothing more disgusting than that. Nothing more disgusting than self. Your whole life's one big self gratification. But if you love your neshama, we don't even know what that means. You love your neshama. Yeah, when's the last time you had a real good neshama experience? Yeah, you love your neshama. That is the beginning. That is the beginning of a spiritual pathway. So we have to get in touch with who we are. If we don't identify ourselves as a body, a very intelligent body, you know, then how do, what are we? How do we relate to ourselves? Do we relate to ourselves as a neshama? Who are we? Whatever. Who's keeping time? Perek Beis, Mi Ani. This is nail on the head sort of stuff.
Maybe I should ask
questions. No, I don't mind questions. It's just got to be nail on the head. We're dealing with something too special here to get loose track. The Matarala Laavir Noisi Yisoyed is there, with the goal of trying to clarify this very important sugya. Shua Bosi Shel Svarani, which is the basis of the Sefer we're learning. Natchil La'asek B'shaydes Pshutois V'Yisoydes. Let's start, like a good Jew, ask some basic questions. Shailas Sherabim Mitanu Shailotan Es Atzman. Questions we ask ourselves. Ulam Loya Sipek Beyodim Nitzoyes Atshuvas Shashaydes Eilu B'Shleimos. But we don't ever have the ability or the time, or we just never found anyone who could give us the answers. V'advarim Noisre Murufolim. And these things stay cloudy. They stay murky in our minds. We've got lots of questions. Our kids are walking around suffering terribly from these questions. Shailas Eilu Hain Gorilois. It's important for us to take time to understand, are we really clear who we are? Do I know who I am? For what purpose was I created? And what is my job? What is my purpose? These are posh basic questions. You know? Meaning of life. Yeah. If these things stay murky and they're not clear, sharp in our mouths, we're going to be making vinegar, we're going to be missing an important aspect of the purpose of our life, the goal of what we're living for. Further, you're never going to achieve any real decent simcha in your life. It's only a real deep, clear knowledge about oneself which gives any proper simcha. Here's another thing. You'll see if the way you look at the way you conduct our physical lives or whatever, it's possible that you would never conduct your spiritual life in the way you do your gashmis life. Sorry, you would never conduct your physical life the way you conduct your spiritual life. You never person opening up a factory, the Lord Tachnit Musaderis, Mavakait said, Yesham. Guy comes to the bank and he wants to borrow money because he's opening up a factory. So the bank manager says, what's this factory going to produce? I don't know, we'll worry about that later. Do you have plans? No, we're opening a factory. What for? I don't know, but I have to have a factory. You open a factory, you know what you're going to produce, you know what your profits are, you know what you're going to be doing. In a person's life, he has a purpose, he knows what actions he has to do in order to fulfill his purpose, he knows what he's doing. No one would get out in the morning and go to work in the morning if he doesn't know what he's doing. You go to work because you know what you're doing. At least you think you know what you're doing. A person who's running his life without understanding what he's doing and where he's going and what his goals are and how he's going to use this to get there, whatever, he's a guy who's poshut, he's bankrupt. He's poshut is a guy, he's lost everything. So too in our spiritual existences. And we'll start Mr. Shem tomorrow. We'll see that knowing clearly who I am gives me the ability to use my life properly. And it's the only one you got, so you might as well look after it properly.